The bridge at the end of Church Street is a popular landmark in the town of Pasadena and is one of the oldest pieces of infrastructure in the community.
Do you remember anything on the Church Street Bridge?
Well, that was built the year I was born.
1936.
The bridge was built in 1936 by John Joseph Gale, a prominent bridge builder in Newfoundland from the 1920s to 1940s. The style of this bridge is referred to as a bow arch or tied bow bridge, which used to be a popular design in Newfoundland.
Now, the school children, I don't know if you know this, the school children used to walk up and down on that bridge.
On the arch?
Yeah, used to dare one another, right? Walk on that arch, and a lot of them did it. I bet you'll find out some of the kids that went to school up there tell you that they used to do that. And a little McDonald girl fell off. Now, I don't know, I've asked some of the boys how bad she got hurt at that time. She fell off on that bridge, walking over the
Church Street Bridge. Oh my!
Did you ever walk up?
Did you walk over it?
No, he's afraid of heights.
A lot of memories going back and forth on that bridge.
Yes, we walked everywhere.
A lot of people used it going back and forth to school. I guess to the Pasadena schools.
Yeah,
right. You would have used it to get there.
Well, I used it for doing my homework.
Oh, did you?
In the morning, I was going out with him.
Yeah.
So on my way to school, I wouldn't have my homework done. Because I'd be down in the store with him, supposedly doing my lessons. I never did any lessons. So the next morning, if I'd had something that I should have wrote out the night before, I got to the 1936 bridge, and I scribbled off whatever I was supposed to do, and I went on up. Because I was going to the Catholic school.
Then, oh, okay.
So. What are your memories of the bridge? Did you remember going across that bridge, walking on the bridge?
Oh, yes. Our United Church at that time was in Southbrook. It was the school. And if we were in a good mood for walking, we always walked over that bridge and went to Southbrook. And and if we went to the park, which was later, opened later, then we walked there or we walked the track.
I guess my teenage years, I spent every day on the beach in the summertime. And then, of course, I worked in Dad's store. And then when I would get time off, I'd go to the beach every day. And then the old bridge down there used to be where you'd go into Southbrook.
Right.
Yeah, that was a great place down there.
The bridge was part of the original High Road, or Main Street, through the community until it was replaced by the Trans-Canada Highway in 1955. Now the current Main Street. The Trans-Canada Highway was rerouted to bypass Pasadena in 2000, at which time the Church Street Bridge was turned over to the town to maintain.
So about the bridge, is there anything else about the bridge or significance of the bridge that you can recall?
We used to walk down there as teenagers and hang out around the bridge. And that was just something to do. There wasn't much else to do. Did a lot of bicycle, had my bike. And went everywhere on bike.
That type of bridge isn't around anymore. There's very few of them left in the province, that arch bridge.
So
a lot of people talk about their memories.
Today, there are only a few of these bridges left in the province, with only one still allowing vehicular traffic. That one is between Placentia and Colonnette, spanning the Cataracts River.
Well, to my mind, I thought it was a blind effort for the call that bridge out. It's been there since 1936, 37. Mm-hmm. The bus started there in 1937, we came in 36.
Church Street Bridge was closed to vehicles around 2005, but is still a popular footbridge and is often used as the backdrop for graduation and wedding pictures in the town. The town of Pasadena Council designated this bridge as a municipal heritage place on February 1st, 2016. Today, the Church Street Bridge acts as a symbol of bridging the three former independent communities of Southbrook, Midland, and Pasadena, which now make up the town of Pasadena as we know it today.